So second, there's a second lesson we can get from Luke 8.
درسی که میتونیم از لوقا 8 یاد بگیریم اینه که
we not only have to trust the purpose that he has for us.
نه تنها باید اطمینان داشته باشیم.
We can also trust
in his presence. اما میتونیم به حضورش در کنارمون اعتماد داشته باشیم.
Verse 23 to 24 in Luke 8.
تا 24 لوقا فصل 8 رو بخونیم.
As they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
و چون می‌رفتند خواب او را در رو بود ناگاه طوفان باد بر دریاچه فرود آمد به حدی که کشتی از آب پر می شد و ایشان در خطر می افتادند و از نزد او آمده او را بیدار کرد و گفتند ای استاد هلاک می شوید پس برخواسته باد و تلاطم آب را نهیب داد تا ساکن گشت و آرامی پدید آمد.
Yeah, so Jesus didn't remain behind on the shores.
عیسی مسیح بیرون توی اون خشکی وای نستاد.
Yeah, so Jesus is right there with them on the boat.
سوار کشتی شد باهاش.
They're able to go to Jesus.
میتونستن برن پلوش.
And of course that's what they eventually do.
و آخر سر هم همین کارو میکنن.
When they think they cannot make it.
وقتی فکر کردن نمیتونن رسیدن.
Yeah, because they have to wake him up because he's sleeping.
بیدارش کردن.
He's there.
ولی اونجا بود عیسی مسیح.
Master, master, we perish.
استاد دارین نابود میشیم.
Now, what are exact understanding of what Jesus was at that point, I don't know for sure.
درک کاملمون که عیسی مسیح اون زمان
but
کی بوده
they
کی بوده.
Definitely know he was from God.
میدونستن که عیسی از طرف
خداوند بوده.
میدونستن که عیسی مسیح داره همه معجزات رو
being this amazing teacher.
این معلم فوق‌العاده‌ای هست.
Yeah, Jesus was not an average person.
عیسی مسیح مردم عادی نبوده.
Yeah, Jesus was special.
عیسی مسیح آدم مخصوص بوده. او پسر خدا بوده.
And he was with them on the boat.
او در کنارشون بود در اون قایق.
They should have thought
باید اون موقع چی فکر میکردن؟
If there's any boat beyond, this will be the one.
اگه هر قایق دیگه باشه این امترینه اون توشه.
I know it's full of water.
میدونم که پر
آبه. I know there's a storm.
میدونم که طوفانه.
But we have Jesus with us.
اما عیسی تو قایقه.
Yeah, this ship is not going down.
این قایق غرق نخواهد شد.
But sometimes when we're in the storm, we forget that God is with us.
اما بعضی وقتا که ما تو طوفان زندگیمون هستیم فراموش میکنیم که خدا
even though the Bible promises that God will be with us no matter what.
قول داده که خدا با ماست در همه شرایط و در همه
go to Hebrews 3. Hebrews 3 verse 5.
آیه 5.
Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have, for he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
عبرانیان 3:5. Hebrew 3:5?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Is it 13:5?
No, no. See, it's that punch.
Oh. No.
Yeah, 13:5. زندگی شما از همه خالی باشد و به آنچه دارید قناعت کنید زیرا که او گفته است تو را هرگز رها نکنم و تو را ترک نخواهم
کرد. The Bible says God will never leave you nor forsake you.
هرگز رها نکنم و تو را ترک نخواهم
کرد. God is with you.
خداوند گفته با شماست همیشه و در همه جا.
Sometimes we can start to doubt.
اما بعضی وقتا ما شک میکنیم.
If we look at the storm.
وقتی به طوفان زندگیمون نگاه
میکنیم. Does God care that we are perishing?
آیا خدا اهمیت میده من دارم غرق میشم؟
Does he know about the situation I'm in? Why is he not doing anything? He seems to be sleeping. Yeah, we can start to feel that God is not with us. Is that truth? No. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
احساسمون حقیقت نیست. چون گفته هرگز ما رو رها و تنها نخواهد
گذاشت. Go back to the book of Job.
برگردیم به کتاب ایوب.
Listen again what Job has to say.
ببینین ایوب چی گفت.
When he's going through some major storms in his life.
وقتی اون طوفان‌های بزرگ زندگیش تحمل آورد.
Job 23.
ایوب.
And read verses 8 and 9.
آیه 8 و 9.
Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. And he hides himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him.
23:8,
yeah? Yeah, and this is Job talking about God that he is not able to see him.
He
struggles to find God. Everything is falling apart. I go forward, I cannot see God, cannot find him. I go backwards, I cannot see him. Left, right, God, where are you? Don't you care that I'm perishing? But God knows where you are. Listen to the next verse. What Job says, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job knows he's not alone. Yeah, it sometimes might feel like that when we're in the midst of the storm, that God's not there. But he still is. He knows the way that you take. And the Bible says, going through that, eventually, it will actually be good for you. You will come forth as gold. Yeah, going through these storms. Go to Luke 12. Luke 12, 7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Think about that statement. God knows the number of hairs on your head
at
any single moment in time. He takes notice of that. Of course, God is all-knowing. But thinking of that helps us understand it more. He knows when a hair of your head falls down to the ground. He knows every single aspect of your life to the smallest detail. You may think he is not there because you cannot see him because the storm is going on. You might think, Master, we're perishing. Don't you care? God does care, and God does see. He knows exactly the situation you're in. The answer is, of course I know. Yeah, you are more valued than many sparrows. And this is not even take care of those. How much more will I take care of you? Whatever you're facing, whatever storm you're in, you're not alone. Jesus is with you. God is with you. He knows the tribulations you go through. In fact, if you were living rightly before him, he told you to get into the boat and go to the other side. Yeah, go to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Psalm 121, verses 1 to 4. I will lift up mine eyes upon the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Yeah, where does my help come from? Translated, you are in trouble, you are in need of help. Our help comes from the Lord. And it says, and God does not slumber or sleep. He knows. Don't you know we're perishing? Yes, he knows. He knows what's going on in your situation. And you're not perishing. He's on the boat with you. He sent you out to begin with. So how can we deal with the storms in our life? First, we need to trust that God
اول اعتماد کنیم
purpose for our life.
که خداوند هدف داره purpose. برای زندگیمون.
And we need to trust that he's with us.
و اعتماد کنیم که او همیشه با ماست.
Even though we go through storms.
در طوفانیم و حتی زمانی که نمی‌بینیم.
Sometimes it may look he's not there.
شاید به نظرمون بیاد که اونجا نیست.
And we need to exercise faith and believe and trust that what he has said in his word.
و ازش استفاده کنیم. و اطمینان کنیم به کلامش که واقعیته.
That comes down to trusting God.
و اون موقع است که لحظه ایست که داریم
اعتماد
می‌کنیم. Do you trust? آیا واقعا اعتماد داری به هدف خداوند برای زندگیت؟
That he is the one who set you on the path.
او خداییست که شما رو تو مسیر خدمت و زندگیت
even if you're on a path that hits trouble.
حتی اگر تو این جاده زندگی به مشکل خوردید.
It's a promise. You shall have tribulation.
مصیبت ها و سختی ها رو خواهید داشت.
All of godly will suffer persecutions.
شکنجه خواهد شد.
And do you trust that he's right there with you?
آیا اطمینان داری که خداوند در اون طوفان با شماست؟
Even if you can't see him.
حتی اگه تو نمیبینیش امروز.
Do you trust that he is actually there?
آیا اعتماد داری که او در کنارته؟
Here's my next point.
نکته بعدی من اینه.
Go back to go to Mark 4.
مرقس 4.
From the story in Luke 8, but let's read it from Mark 4.
اما از مرقس بخونیم این داستان.
And that is the peace of Jesus.
اون آرامش عیسی مسیح.
We can trust in the peace of Jesus.
میتونیم اطمینان کنیم به اون آرامشی که بهمون میده.
And he was in the hinder part of the ship.
What verse?
38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Of course, everything, all hell is broken loose. They're in a big storm.
But
Jesus is at peace. He is sleeping on a pillow.
خوابیده.
Rest is in full panic mode.
بقیه‌مون هول کردیم و داریم داده بودیم.
Master, don't you care?
آی استاد داریم هلاک میشیم برای تو باکی نیست.
Yes, here's what you need to realize.
میدونیم باید چی درک کنیم.
God is not worried about the things that you are worried about.
اون چیزهایی که تو در موردش نگرانی نگران.
Yeah, Jesus is not worried about the storm.
عیسی مسیح نگران طوفان.
He just wants to take a nap. He is tired. He wants to sleep.
میخواد استراحت.
Going to the other side.
میخواد بره اون ور رودخونه تا برسه.
Yeah, it's not that he is asleep behind the wheel.
نه اینکه با پشت چرخ ماشین راننده است و خوابش برده.
He has nothing to worry about.
نه. نگرانی نداره که بیدار باشه.
Jesus doesn't suffer from anxiety.
عیسی مسیح افسردگی و استراب نداره.
And the fact that Jesus is at peace should give us peace.
عیسی مسیح آرامش داره و اون که اون در آرامش هست به ما هم باید آرامش بده.
God, why are you not worried? Why are you not upset?
نگران نیستی؟ چرا عصبانی نیستی؟
Don't you see what goes on in my life?
آیا اتفاقایی که تو زندگیم داره میافته؟
Now thank God that he is not worried and concerned and afraid.
خدا رو شکر که اون نمیترسه.
Yeah, like we can be.
که من و شما میتونیم باشیم.
Yeah, thank God that he is not afraid of things that we are afraid of.
از اون چیزایی که ما میترسیم.
And that's why he is God and we are not.
اون خداوند و ما خداوند.
Go to Philippians. Philippians 4.
فصل 4.
Read verses 6 and 7.
آیه 6 و 7.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
یک خدا و پدر همه که افراد همه و در میان همه و در همه شماست، اما هر یکی از ما را فیض بخشیده است بر حسب اندازه بخشش مسیح.
God, the peace of God passes all understanding.
بالاتر از همه درک‌های ما.
That's a kind of peace that is
اون آرامشی هست که
cannot be understood.
که نمی‌تونیم درک.
It's not irrational.
او منطقی نیست که بخوایم با منطق کنار.
The ship is sinking. How can you be at peace?
کشتی داره غرق میشه. تو چجوری می‌تونی آروم باشی؟
How can you be on a pillow taking a nap?
چجوری می‌تونی در زیر بالش خوابیده باشی؟ ته کشتی.
Yeah, you may be afraid.
شاید تو بترسی.
You may be worried.
شاید تو نگران باشی.
You may be anxious.
شاید استراب داشته
باشی. Jesus is none of those things.
عیسی مسیح کدوم از اینا رو نداره.
1 Peter 5:7.
اول پتروس 5:7.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
تمام نگرانی های خود را به وی واگذارید، زیرا که او مراقب شماست.
Jesus is the one we can go through to bring our worries.
کسی است که میتونه بیایم روی شونه هاش و
نگرانی ها رو بذاریم. He is the prince of peace.
او شاهزاده آرامش.
Yeah, Isaiah 9:6, not to go there, but that is called the prince of peace.
او شاهزاده آرامشه.
We need to trust.
ما باید اعتماد کنیم.
Jesus.
که عیسی مسیح.
In his that he has peace.
که آرامش داشته باشه.
All hell breaks loose.
اگر زمین و آسمان تکه تکه بشه.
Look on his peace.
به آرامش آرامش
او به
پیوندید. او نگران نیست.
Give your care to him. Cares to him.
استراب ها و نگرانی هاتون رو به پای او بریزید.
Trust in him.
اعتماد کنید به او.
Because he will give you peace.
به او به شما آرامش خواهد داد.
How do you deal with the storms in your life?
چجوری طوفان های زندگیمون رو
کنترل
کنیم؟ Okay,
now you can trust in his purpose for your life.
به هدفمون.
Remember, he is the one who set you on this path.
خدایی است که شما رو در این مسیر قرار داده.
You can trust that he is there with you.
که او با شما در اون مسیر هست.
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
هیچ وقت شما رو ترک نخواهد کرد. هیچ وقت شما رو رها نخواهد
کرد.
و میتونید به آرامش او اطمینان داشته باشید. خداوند نگران هیچی نیست.
And then lastly, how can you deal with the storms in your life?
چجوری بتونیم طوفان زندگیمون رو کنترل کنیم؟
You can trust in his power.
اعتماد کنی به قدرتش.
Go to Luke 8 and read verse 24.
آیه 24.
And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
پس نزد او آمده او را بیدار کرد و گفتند ای استاد، ای استاد، هلاک می‌شویم. پس برخواسته باد و تلاطم آب را نهیب داد و ساکن گشت و آرامی پدید آمد.
Yeah, Jesus is God Almighty.
عیسی مسیح خدای مقدس و عظیم.
Yeah. There's nothing God cannot do.
چیزی نیست که او نتونه انجام بده.
Yeah, Jesus has the power to call the storm.
او قدرت داره حتی طوفان رو آروم کنه.
The wind and the water.
حتی باد و آب.
We need to trust.
باید اطمینان کنیم به قدرت و قدرتش.
Even if he chooses not to calm the storm.
که تصمیم بگیره
and let you go through the storm.
زندگیمون رو آروم نکنه و اجازه بده که ما در اون طوفان بگذریم.
Yeah. We need to trust that he knows what is best.
باید اعتماد کنیم که او بهترین رو خبر داره و میدونه.
Faith is not believing that God will.
که این نیست که ایمان داشته باشیم که خدا میتونه.
But faith is believing that God can.
ایمان یعنی ایمان داشتن
که خدا قادره. That he is able to.
او قادره که بتونه.
That he has the power to do it.
قدرت داره که این کارو بکنه.
Because if you start to claiming that God will do this or that.
اگه اعلام کنی که خداوند این کارو میکنه یا خداوند این کارو نمیکنه.
Now you're trying to control him.
اون موقع است که تو داری خدا رو کنترل
می‌کنی. Oh, God will calm the storm.
خداوند طوفان رو آروم
کنه. He will do this or that.
او این کارو خواهد کرد، اون کارو خواهد کرد. نه.
Trust that he can.
اعتماد کن که میتونه.
Not that he will.
نه اینکه.
Because
مجبورش کنی.
God does whatever he wants to do.
خداوند هر کاری دلش بخواد می‌کنه.
Yeah, God decides what he
decides. خداوند تصمیم می‌گیره اون لحظه که باید تصمیم بگیره.
We are not God.
ما خدا نیستیم که جاش تصمیم بگیره.
Now go to John 1.
یوحنا 1.
And read verse 21.
آیه 21.
And said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I." Oh, sorry, this is
First John.
No, this is not First John. This is Job.
Yeah, Ayub.
I wrote it wrong.
This
is from the book of Job. I wrote John, but it's Job. And he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
No,
Ayub.
Job. Yes.
Job.
Book of Job. We already read several scriptures from it.
Ayub.
121.
Ayub 121. نخه. گفت اوریان از رحم مادر بیرون آمدن و اوریان نیز باز خواهند گشت. خداوند داد و خداوند گرفت. نام خداوند متبارک
باد. The Lord give it.
خداوند
the Lord take it away.
خداوند گرفت.
Blessed be the name of God.
نام خداوند متبارک باد.
Yeah. If he does not calm the storm.
اگر طوفان رو آروم نکرد.
Then we must trust that in
his
wisdom.
باید اعتماد کنیم در حکمت او.
It's best for you to continue in that storm.
و هدفش چیزی بوده که ادامه
to go through the storm.
که بگذری و به یه قدم دیگه برسی.
Yeah, go to 2 Corinthians.
دوم قرنتیان.
2 Corinthians 12 and read verses 8
and
9.
12 آیه 8 و 9.
2 Corinthians 12 verses 8 and 9. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glorify my infirmities,
that the
power of Christ may rest upon me.
و درباره آن از خداوند سه دفعه صدا نمودم تا از من برود و مرا گفت فیض من تو را کافی است، زیرا که قدرت من در ضعف کامل می‌گردد. پس به شادی بسیار از ضعف‌های خود بیشتر فخر خواهم نمود تا قدرت مسیح در من ساکن شود.
Of course here we have Paul speaking.
اینجا پولس رو داریم که اعلام می‌کنه.
And he says Paul's pleading with God.
التماس خدا می‌کنه.
To take something away from him. Something he's struggling with.
یه سری مشکلاتش رو برداره.
And I'm not going to go in this. I believe this relates to his eyesight.
فکر می‌کنم پولس چشمش نمی‌بینه.
Yeah, listen to the sermon on 2 Corinthians 12.
موزه داشتم در دوم قرنتیان فصل 12 و صدای اون بوده که چشمش دوباره
خوش. He's asking God, I'm struggling with this. Please take this away from me.
اینو از چشمم بردار.
Yeah, he asked him 3 times.
سه بار صدا میکنه.
Yeah, Paul was used by God to heal other people.
خود پولس خداوند ازش استفاده کرد و خیلی ها رو شفا داد.
When Paul asked God,
اما وقتی پولس از خدا خواست,
heal me.
من رو شفا بده.
Yeah, help me with my storm in my life.
به من کمک کن در طوفان زندگی.
The answer is no.
خدا گفت نه.
Yeah, faith is believing that God can.
ایمان داشتن یعنی ایمان که بتونه خداوند قادره.
And then trusting God with the results, with whatever decision He makes.
به نتیجهش با هر تصمیمی که از ما میگیره.
Also when He decides not to calm the storm.
حتی اگر زمانی که طوفانمون رو
Yeah, because God has the power to calm the storm.
خداوند قادر طوفانمون رو آروم کنه.
He may choose to do that.
شاید تصمیم بگیره این کارو بکنه.
But He also may choose for you to go through the storm.
شاید تصمیم بگیره که شما در اون طوفان
Yeah, because we tend to plead with God, take the storm away. But sometimes God wants us to go through the storm. Yeah, because remember, God purposes to be in a path. He set us up to go through that storm. Remember the story of in the book of Daniel? Of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They're about to be thrown in the furnace. Now, what would we most likely be praying? God, don't let me go in the furnace. Stop those men. Change their minds. Let the furnace break down.
بسوزه و دیگه
I don't want to die. Help.
و آتیش نباشه. من نمیخوام بمیرم. منو ننداز تو آتیش.
Yeah, but if God doesn't do that, it doesn't mean he failed.
خدا جلوی اون رو نگیره و تو بیافی تو آتیش برای این نیست که خداوند شکست خورده.
We know that Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego
شدرخ, میشک و ابونبی
end up being thrown in the furnace.
انداخته شدن در اون آتش.
Yeah, but that is when the fourth man showed up in the furnace.
اما در اونجا بود که نفر چهارم در کنار آتش
بود. That is when Jesus showed up in the furnace.
جایی بود که عیسی مسیح در کنارشون در اون آتش
قرار گرفت. That is when the miracle was done.
لحظه ای بود که معجزه خداوند صورت گرفت.
Yeah, in the furnace their faith grew.
ایمانشون چند برابر شد.
Yeah. In the furnace, going through the trouble.
آتش, در اون سختی,
this can be the moment that we're getting closer to God.
که ما به خداوند نزدیکتر خواهیم شد.
Maybe God wants you to learn some lessons that are valuable for you.
خداوند میخواد درس بزرگی بهمون یاد بده در اینها.
And He needs you to go through the storm to learn those lessons.
که ما در اون طوفان بگذریم و اون درس‌ها رو یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, maybe God doesn't want to calm the storm for you.
نمیخواد امروز طوفان رو آروم کنه.
Because so the fourth man can show up.
که اون نفر چهارم بیاد در کنارتون و
so that Jesus can prove himself strong.
کنه که او حقیقته و قویه.
So you can come out of the furnace.
که وقتی از اون آتش بیرون
اومدی. Getting through the storm.
وقتی از اون طوفان زندگی
بیرون اومدی.
با ایمانی تازه و جدید.
And with a testimony.
و یک شهادت بزرگ در زندگیت.
Yeah. We trust that God has the power to calm the storm.
اعتماد می‌کنیم که خداوند قادره طوفان رو آروم کنه.
Yeah. We trust.
اعتماد داریم.
Yeah. And we have faith that God.
و ایمان داریم.
We have faith in that He can stop regardless on what He does.
و مهم نیست که در هر شرایطی باشیم خداوند میتونه اون کارو.
Yeah, we trust Him with the result.
اعتماد کنیم که نتیجهش
بهتری خواهد
بود. کاری که اون میکنه و بتونیم بگیم خواست تو انجام بشه پدر.
Yeah, so we can trust in His purpose.
اعتماد کنیم به هدفش.
We can trust in His presence.
اعتماد کنیم به حضورش.
We can trust in His peace.
و اعتماد کنیم به آرامشش.
And we can trust in His power.
و اعتماد کنیم به قدرتش.
Now the central theme here is that we need to trust
موضوع اینه که اعتماد کنیم به خداوند.
Here's often the problem that we have.
اکثر وقتا مشکلاتی که
when
داریم اینه
we are going through the storms in our lives.
وقتی طوفان ها تو زندگی
read Luke 8 verse 25.
لوقا فصل 8 آیه 25.
And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him.
پس به ایشان گفت ایمان شما کجاست؟ ایشان ترسان و متعجب شده با یکدیگر میگفتند که این چطور آدمی است که بادها و آب را هم امر میفرماید و اطاعت او میکنند.
So what's the problem that Jesus identified these
disciples have؟ مشکلشون چی بود؟ اون زمان چه مشکلی داشتن؟
Their faith.
Iman.
Where is your faith?
ایمانتون کو.
The problem is not a storm.
مشکل طوفان نبود.
The problem is they struggled
مشکل
with their faith.
ایمانشون بود.
Read Mark 4:39 and 40. That's the last scripture we go to. Mark 4:39 and 40. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?
بلا فاصله او برخواسته باد را نهیب داد و به دریا گفت ساکن شو و خاموش باش که باد ساکن شده و آرامش کامل پدید آمد ایشان را گفت از بحر چنین ترسانید چون از که ایمان ندارید
How is this that you have no faith?
چجوری ایمان ندارید
Here's when we struggle when we go to storms
وقتی طوفان تو زندگیمون داریم مشکلمون اینه
When we lack faith
وقتی ایمان نداشته باشیم
Those who have faith
اونایی که ایمان دارن
Yeah, will not struggle going through storms
طوفان ها بلایی سرشون نمیاره
Yeah, we need to increase our faith
باید ایمانمون رو بزرگش کنیم
Yeah, we need to learn to trust his purpose.
که اعتماد کنیم به هدفش تو زندگیمون.
We need to trust that he's right there.
و اعتماد کنیم که همون کنار بغل ما ایستاده.
We need to trust that his peace.
اعتماد کنیم که آرامشش، قدرتش و همون جاست.
And not give up.
و دست نکشیم، ناامید نشیم. امروز ایمان شما کجاست؟
Are you one of the disciples who are frantically trying to wake up Jesus?
جایی هستین که ترسیدین، دارین عیسی مسیح رو
Don't you know what's happening?
حالا دارین بیدار میکنید. آیا خدایا من نمیدارم هلاک میشم؟
Don't you care? Do something.
آیا اهمیت نمیدی خداوند یه کاری برای من بکن؟
Or actually are you a man or a woman of faith?
خانم و آقای ایمان هستی که امروز میگی؟
Yeah, with faith would stop asking God
دیگه
to stop the storms.
جلوی طوفان رو بگیره.
We would, with faith, we just learn to go through the storms.
یاد میگیریم که این طوفان میگذره و خداوند پیروز
خواهد بود. Knowing that we are in His will.
که در راه او هستیم.
He sent us.
او ما رو به اینجا آورده.
Knowing that He is with us.
میدونیم که او با ماست و در کنار ماست.
Never leaving nor forsaking us.
هیچ وقت ما رو رها نمیکنه.
Knowing that good will come from it.
و میدونیم که همیشه چیز خوبی از او جاری خواهد شد. و ما پیروز خواهیم شد و به اندازه طلای ناب بیرون خواهیم آمد.
That is how you get through the storms in your life.
طوفان‌های زندگیمون می‌گذرونیم.
Trusting
اعتماد
God.
کنید به خداوند.
Trusting in the one.
اعتماد کنید به کسی که
who is called the Prince of Peace.
که خوانده شده شاهزاده
آرامش. And who can give you peace
that
is without understanding.
اون آرامشی میتونه بهتون بده که هیچ درک و منطقی او رو نمیتونه قبول
Amen.
کنه. آمین.
Amen.